Sister Jan Anderson. Is Jan Anderson in the house here today? There she is. I wanted to continue with our third or fourth week in a row of just doing some fruit and ministry updates and reports. We had Brooke Hebert share here a few weeks ago just about what was inside of her heart, what Christ had put there and what came out in the community she was in, up in the big town of Cassidy, and doing a house church type thing. And Jan and Tamsil have been leading a house church here in El Dorado for a while, and we ran into them at Jacob's Well the other day and just started talking about that and hearing their heart, and I was just so stirred by what the Lord is doing in our community, and I wanted her to share about that. So give Jan a round of applause, would you? She's just, there we go.
Probably 2.5 years ago, I just really felt stirred in my heart that the Lord wanted me to have a ladies' Bible study. And I was like, yeah, I'm all in, Lord. Go ahead and provide one for me, and I'll just join right up. And that wasn't what he had in mind. And I just kept hearing, your neighbors. Invite your neighbors. I'm looking around going, seriously? I mean, I got nice neighbors, but I didn't know if I wanted to take that step. So I mentioned it to Tamsil once and said, you know, I just really feel like the Lord is stirring in me to have a ladies' Bible study. And she said, I do too. I'm feeling the same thing. So I was like, okay, so what should we do about that? So I invited my neighbor across the street. Tamsil invited her neighbor across the street. We invited Wanda. And she was a safe one to invite, right? We're like, okay, we'll get some safe people in there. Anyway, and then we had, I think we started with six. And no, it was interesting the other day when I wasn't here when Brooke shared, but I listened to it, and it just struck me that the Lord is so creative, and you can't put him in a box, yeah. Because what works in one place might not work in another. And you know, I just kind of heard the Lord say, it's not the vehicle, it's who the engine is. I mean, Jesus is the engine, and the vehicle that he's used in this group has been, you know, books. So we started off with a book called Jesus, the One and Only, because it's like, well, we got to start at the beginning, not knowing where people were coming from. So we did that, and we're probably on our, I don't know, we break in the summertime, but we go, you know, September to June-ish, and it's blown me away, because the last time I ordered books for this last study, I ordered 15 books. And it's not been because I've been out there stomping the streets, you know, asking for more people to come. What happened is the people that are in it are asking their friends, or, you know, they're having people come up to them in their workplace and saying, now, what is this you do? Where do you go on Tuesday night? That's what I've been looking for. So it's just been this magnet. And as I was thinking about this, the one word that the Lord really, I think the anchor is community. What's been so surprising is these women just haven't had community. Like we kind of know community. I mean, we've had parents pass away and grandchildren born, and people lose jobs, and people open new businesses, and we've done this all as a community. And I mean, it just is, it's a powerful thing. We're so knit together. And you know, to be honest, when it got up to 14 and 15, I'm like, whoa, Lord, you know, let's what are we doing here? Because number one, it's a little bit tight in my living room. And number two, I was like, that's just a lot of people. I don't want to lose that group. But, you know, I mean, he spoke pretty loudly to me and said, you know, I believe this is my study, Jan, and I'll bring who I'll bring. And you can just calm down, Jan. Anyway, so as it works out, I mean, sometimes there's 14 people there, and sometimes there's 9, or sometimes there, you know, and it's always exactly who the Lord wants to bring that week. So it's been a beautiful ride. I mean, I just can't believe that the Lord has done that from one simple ask your neighbor.
Yeah.
So it's been cool.
Do it.
So when they started this up, it was so fun
because
I wasn't skeptical. I wanted to talk about it and tell. I always love to tell when people are doing stuff. And I remember you saying to me, that's fine. You can tell about it, but it's not a New Life Bible study, New Life Women's thing. It was awesome. And my heart delighted because I love it how they're ministering to people who don't come to New Life, but are on the journey toward Christ and in Christ, but whatever. And so I just appreciated that. I love it that Brooke is ministering to a bunch of ladies in Cassidy that are not New Life, have got a house church, right? I mean, you're the only ones, right, that are New Life people. And they're leading and blessing other people in other churches. And so we love, love, love that. We're so called to decentralize, not come in-house. And so I just want to say that what she said is so simple. Maybe I should ask you, because you're like an extrovert on steroids. So how does someone who doesn't feel as, you know, Janish, how do they engage? How do you engage people at all?
I mean, to be honest, I don't feel like I've really done anything. I mean, to a person, well, maybe one person didn't want to do it, but anybody else that I've asked has been like, that's what I've been waiting for. What took you so long? How come you didn't start this earlier? I'm just like, really? Yeah. I mean, it's just been, the Lord is always working. So he's like, come along and join me where I'm working. I'll do the work. Really, you just fall in line and I'll go before you. And I mean, he had already prepared all these hearts. Mm. And people are just like jumping on the bus.
That's really good.
Yeah. And I'm just kind of like, wow, this is just like too easy.
Awesome. So that's been, that exact thing is what's happened with the prayer movement for me. Coming back from China, I got this big call, you know, from a hotel in China. But I got there and the Spirit of God had already been stirring people. And that's the stuff that works, is people that are already where God's moving and working with him. So I just want to encourage everybody that you can have confidence. God is working somewhere around you, and getting involved with that is pretty stinking fun. I mean, you're sacrificing Tuesdays and time away from, I mean, handsome Bert, but it's worth it, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I will say it's been such a blessing to have Tamsil alongside. Yeah. Because, I mean, I can always, you know, in the beginning, I mean, nobody was praying out loud. Nobody was comfortable. You know, that's just, I mean, we have people that come from a lot of different backgrounds, and which is cool. I mean, I don't care, but, you know, it's nice to me not always be the one talking.
Yep.
So, you know, I can give Tamsil a glance, or I can be like, hey, Tamsil, would you pray for, you know, so-and-so here who's, you know, really struggling, and, you know, just jumps right in. And I know she's, so yeah, it's not me. It's more like us.
Amen. Amen. So I just wanted to really quick, if do I have your permission? I want to pray. It's kind of funny. I want to pray for all of you. And maybe let's have you pray. That'd be better. Let me tell you what I'd like to pray. I'd like to pray for all of you to be able to not feel guilt like you ought to go start something. But listen, there is no box for this thing. If it's, I'm going to go to breakfast with two guys on Thursday morning, and I just want to produce community with them, do that. That's awesome. We're not looking for house churches in some cookie cutter way that we're doing it. By the way, we're so thankful for the Sean's and the Ryan's that are shepherding, drawing people together in the body. It's an awesome thing. But everybody in here can give away and be otherly. And it really is easier than you think. And we have no rule for what that looks like. And God is working around you. So could you just pray for people to see those opportunities, kind of whatever happened to you, just bless everybody.
Awesome.